It's eat, drink, talk.
Yum, yummy.
The wine is uncorked, the bourbon neat, the apps are on the table. And here comes the main course.
Yo, 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 welcome to Eat, Drink, Talk. I am Carolyn McLean with my intrepid co-host, the handsome Rick Redding.
Now, that's the kind of intro I like. It reminds me that on TV once, Barry on WDRB.
Barry Burnson. Yep.
Called me something in Greece or something like that. It was a very fancy French word. It was really a compliment.
Well, he is a wordsmith.
That's true. It was.
Barry.
It was good. It was a compliment. So here we are in Eat, Drink, Talk. You can find our website, eatdrinktalk.net, and on Twitter at Eat, Drink, Talk, Lou, mm-hmm. and our Facebook page. And why are we telling people about our Facebook page, Carolyn?
Oh, because our presenting sponsor, 4th Street Live, is giving away concert tickets to Russell Dickerson. So if you're a country music...
Let me repeat that they're free.
They are free, yes. So if you want a private message or even publicly put on our Facebook page that you're interested, we will mail you two tickets to the Russell Dickerson concert, which is Saturday night, June 16th, part of 4th Street Live's Hot Country Nights.
Hot Country Nights.
And he's very a cutie cool. pie. And his music's good.
I hear that, although I have not,
listen
to country music yet.
It's snappy, and he's like a young, up-and-coming artist.
I'm sure he's cool.
Yeah, he's very cool.
I bet that. We're going to get into something else, but I'm going to say this before I forget.
Go ahead.
Because last week when we were taping the show, as we were doing the show, I got an email about a news item.
Okay.
It related to our sponsor, 4th Street Live.
Right. And the new restaurant.
The new restaurant. And it happened in such a timing way that I was not comfortable, releasing that news at that time. It basically got out and all the local media covered it. And that was that there's going to be a place called Pizza Bar on 4th Street Live in the place where Birachibo abruptly closed last week. Birachibo was pretty cool. It was there for 2 years. I loved the interior of the place. Mm-hmm. I did a story on them. And it was Italian, but I guess and Junior Bridgman is mm-hmm. one of the partners with the Cordish companies, and they had this big plan, and I guess they came up with a better plan. But the pizza bar is modeled mm-hmm. after a place in Detroit that is in the Little Caesars Arena up there. So it comes highly recommended. They've got arcade games and stuff like that. In addition, obviously, it's pizza.
I love pizza, but where I love cold pizza. I love to eat cold pizza for breakfast.
Well, you may be able to ask the folks at Pizza Bar to put it in the fridge for you.
No, I like it piping hot when it comes out of the oven, but I will eat. That is one of the only leftovers that I will eat. I have a freaky, weird...
snob.
I am a leftover snob. That could be a whole topic, by the way, about how freaky I am about leftovers.
Well, that would be a topic, all right.
Yes, but really, Rick, I'm on a taco run, and I took you on one of those runs. We're going to talk about that when we get into Eat of the Week.
Eat of the Week coming right up. I guess we should certainly move on to that right now.
You want to? Yeah. Well, I think let's get into the guest interview.
We should thank Kevin Gibson for.
No, we're going to throw. We're going to Kevin Gibson because he just left our studio. And we want to go to the interview, so let's go to that interview now. And then when we come back, we'll talk about our Eat of the Week.
Oh man, I've got too much shit going on. All right. Carolyn, you have got the show together exactly the way it's supposed to go. Let's move up. Kevin, I've known for a long time, and he does a lot of writing about a lot of different stuff. I didn't know until today that he does some of those thrill lists that you get in your email.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't
he's
ever
all
get
over
them
the
to
place.
Stop. You can't ever get them to stop, can you?
Yeah. Well, he's kind of incognito with some of the of his writing. He's probably going to write something snarky about us next.
Yeah. You didn't know that he also is he has this this band. He plays music.
I saw that. It was like Uncommon something.
Uncommon Houseflies, yeah. I think.
Or Uncommon Threat. I don't know. We'll have to get into that.
Well, anyway. He's a very interesting guy, has written three very interesting books, and we had a very interesting conversation, didn't we?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's hear it.
Rick Redding has his ear to the ground on Louisville news, issues, and media. Get a new episode every Thursday at louisville.am.
We have a very special guest in the studio today, an author, Kevin Gibson, author of his third book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Louisville. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in.
And I understand you are a self-proclaimed bacon lover and cucumber hater.
I love bacon. I hate cucumbers, yes. Unless they're made into pickles, in which case I like them. But.
Yeah, and we have one other thing in common. We both like Bob Evans mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You saw that, huh?
I did.
I've got some in the fridge right now. I don't know what it is about those things, but they're cheap and they're tasty and... Easy lunch if you're on the go, if you're busy. Yeah,
they're tasty, though, when you don't feel like making your own mashed taters. That's those are
correct.
Great to heat
can,
up in the microwave.
You can add a little garlic to it. You can add some pepper, black pepper.
A little milk, a little butter.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes,
yeah, a little sour cream.
Yeah, I don't use the sour cream. Okay. Thing, but yeah, I add a dip. Sometimes I add some habanero powder.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
really,
a good little
really
tip.
Kicks it up. Oh. Yep.
So in your book, my first question is, how is Louisville winning the restaurant scene?
I think it's winning with diversity. What I love about Louisville is that there is no signature sort of dish or thing. Sure, you can say hot brown, you can say fried chicken, but if you decide you want Vietnamese food, there are multiple choices. If you decide you want Ethiopian food on any given day, if you decide you want Chicago pizza, you got that, or you got thin crust, or you got New York style, or you got Philly style. I love that no matter what you're in the mood for, Louisville has it somewhere.
He is exactly right, Kevin. And the great thing is you, among more than anybody else probably, knows about more of those nooks and crannies in town because you went out and wrote a book about it.
Uh-huh. And I go to a lot of them for part of what I do, and mm-hmm. I always say that I gained about 10 pounds writing this book, and I'm surprised it wasn't more.
You don't look like you've gained 10 pounds.
Oh, well, thank
you. I don't know what you looked like before, but you look like you're in pretty good health to me.
I'm doing my best.
He's doing all right.
Those mashed potatoes, man.
Well, I stay away from those now, and that's a key to my fitness. But let's talk about the book. You went on a mini book tour, I guess, in April when this came out, and you talked about, I guess, everybody that you did an interview with asked you, what's your favorite restaurant in Louisville? And I know we all hate that question.
Yeah.
But what's your how do you answer it? Because I won't ask the exact question.
I try to answer by saying, you know, sometimes I will be on a kick where I like one certain place a lot, and I'll go there a lot. Sometimes I'm just in the mood for a certain thing, and then that day, that's my favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like they always say the cliche, you can't pick between your children. And I've only got one child, so I don't know how that would go.
Oh, so you don't believe that parents have a favorite?
Well, I don't think they publicly say it. I didn't say that.
So he has two, I have three.
I only have one favorite. Because I only have one. But,
oh, gosh.
But so it's, you know, to me, it's just whatever is on my mind. You know, right now I'm really hooked on Oscar's Cider Bar.
Oh, my God. I always talk about how much I like Oscar's, and now their hours have extended.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's the – I had a shot of some kind of clear liquor there that's Scandinavian or Norwegian. What was that? Aqua something?
Aquavit.
That's
Aquavit,
it.
Yeah.
Have you had that?
I did. I had that when it was the first time I went there, yeah.
Oh, man. I thought that was great.
My girlfriend
chilled.
Took me for my birthday, and I said, can I get more Gravlax? Get whatever you want. Okay, more Gravlax, please. And just bring it. Just keep it coming until I say stop.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, so Oscar's is – okay, and when's the last time you visited?
Oh, it's been like a month and a half since I've been there.
Okay, because I went like right after it opened. So how was the crowd? Is it still busy?
We ended up having to sit at the bar.
Well, that's a good place to sit.
Yeah, well, I would prefer that anyway. But
yeah, me too. I'm like comfortable there. I think it's because I travel.
I think it's because I'm closer to the beer.
Well, yeah, sometimes you get better service because you're right in front of them. I agree with you.
They can't ignore you at the bar.
Okay, so Oscar's. I give that. And I know you are a big chicken and meat lover.
Yep, that's a great place too. I live right around the corner from it. I need to go back there. So part of the problem with what I do is that I have to go review so many different places that I don't get to go back to the places I really like.
You go once. I've done that a lot.
Yeah,
you go once.
You know what it's like. And so then you're like, oh, I've got to get back there real soon. And then like 6 months later, you're like, doggone it, I haven't even gotten back there yet. You know, and I feel terrible. But at the same time, it's like, well, there's a new one opened up, this one's been open a year and I haven't gone, you know. So.
Well, I think that's a question for us, those of us that are sort of in this industry. You know, you got to go to the new place that opens up.
Yeah.
But this book is filled with so many. I'm sure you've been asked this question. How did you pick which ones are in it?
There are 91.
And did you tell them
91.
That you were reviewing them?
I didn't really review them. I interviewed several of them. Some of these are culled from past interviews and past experiences, but a lot of it is new. But basically, I made a list. probably about 175 long. So I've got enough for another book easily.
Okay.
And that didn't even include newer places like Oscars. That was like, you know, that's too new for me to put in there.
Yeah. Right.
But basically, anything with an interesting backstory, anything that was a little bit of a twist on something, anything that everyone knows and loves, and like everyone wants to talk about Ollie's Trolley.
Mm-hmm.
People assume it's closed, but it's not. They're still selling burgers down there every day, and there's a line every day. You know,
my son was a regular there while he was at U of L, and you know has to go back there whenever he comes home. So
And it's a beloved place, and you know, well now. Caitlin's is going to reopen with a different theme, and so that's you know, if I do another volume of these, that'll have to be on there because what a great backstory,
right?
You know, like Jack Fry's. I mean, everyone knows about Jack Fry's, but not everyone knows all the history.
Yeah, you just wrote a piece in Inside of Louisville about that. Yeah. So
fun.
Go read that at Inside of Louisville if you like. But it is sort of an up and down industry, and a lot of businesses come and a lot of businesses go. I guess your book's a success. None of the restaurants featured are closed yet.
One of them has closed.
Oh, yeah.
One
of them closed, like Lolita's Tacos closed.
Oh, okay.
Which that would have been the last one I would have thought would have closed. I can only guess that the owner maybe retired because he's been open since the 90s, or had been open since the 90s. Now it's a hot chicken place that I need to go to and review this week. So
There's
it
another
just keeps
one.
On spinning, yeah.
Were there any that disappointed?
No, because like for instance, the Grape Leaf, you know, it was like the first Mediterranean place in town.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I'm not that big into their food. It's not bad food. Yeah. It's just not my thing. But it's a beautiful place and very nice people, and so I'm going to include it because it is sort of a Louisville, you know, original. It's like Queen of Sheba. That was our first Ethiopian restaurant. It's still a really interesting, different place to go and eat, you know. And so, I don't know. So I couldn't say any of them disappointed.
Okay.
What I do, and I don't know about you, Rick, but like if I go someplace and I have the intent to review it, and I'm just so disappointed by it, and just so I just don't write about it because A restaurant's just like a human being. They have bad days.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you go on a bad day, I'm going to say, look, I'm going to go back later. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be better. And if it's not, then I just don't write about it because they're going to go out of business on their own. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good philosophy.
And no sense ticking people off.
Why torpedo somebody if they're struggling and trying to figure things out?
Right.
Why make
it
worse? That's why I don't care for Yelp.
Well, that's very caring of you because your profile comes across as very snarky and ready to pounce.
Nah.
But that sounded very...
If it was Yoko, I would pounce.
But, yeah. Yoko Ono. You interviewed her, right? A long time ago.
I misspell words. I mean, sometimes I get facts wrong. That's, you know, when you process
honest.
As many words per week as I do, thousands and thousands and thousands of words, you're going to misspell words. And so it happens with restaurants as well.
Where are you selling the book?
Out of the back of my car. Or Carmichael's has them, a lot of them in stock, and they're all previously signed. I sat down there and signed them all.
Cool.
They've got them at Barnes & Noble.
The lonely life of an author.
I know. Well, they'll just call me, hey, you got time to come down here and sign 30 books? Yeah. So
yeah.
I'll just drive down.
You're on Amazon.
Amazon.
I saw it. If you're a Prime member, it's just under $20.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask real quickly. This is all about Eat, Drink, Talk, but you got a couple other books that are out there that people should know about. The 100 Things to Do in Louisville, right?
100 Things to Do in Louisville Before You Die. That is actually going to see a re-release sometime mid-June.
Okay.
With several new items and a new cover. And so that's if you I don't know if you guys know this, but back in November, my publisher's warehouse burned to the ground, taking all of the books with it.
Oh, no.
250,000 books from authors all over the country.
Oh, wow.
So it was quite a weenie roast
was
in
that
St.
Around
Louis.
Here?
St. Louis.
Man.
The 100 Things to Do in Louisville has been extinct, except for the 30 or so copies I have in my closet.
Oh, no.
I sold most of those already, but there's a new version coming out, so if anybody's interested in it, you can get it very soon.
Now, I'm curious. That's like a series, because I've seen that title in other places and cities,
it's a
right?
Series. And that's what Reedy Press does, is they find writers in the know in different cities, and I've become their Louisville go-to guy. This is my third book with Reedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That other one's called, like, Secrets or something.
It's called Secret Louisville. Yeah, it's
okay.
About kind of obscure history, places, things, people that you may or may not know about, or you may not know the history of, you know, like flavored chewing gum was invented in Louisville, stuff like that.
Oh, that's good.
The cheeseburger was
news
not
of the weird
invented in Louisville.
Yeah, I
the
never
Kalen
thought it was.
The story is all fossil,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was invented in the 20s out in, I think, Pasadena or something mm-hmm. like that.
You know, that relates to politics because, you know, certain politicians, they keep repeating a lie, and eventually people believe it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, so Kalen's has been doing that.
But, you know, they were probably the first to market it that way. You know,
yeah.
They didn't invent it.
Yeah, that's all...
So I just flipped through this, and by the way, I like the photography in it, so nicely done there.
I took most of those myself.
And it's a combination of black and white, and then some color, some glossies in there. But two that I just passed that you may be surprised to know, Rick, that I really, one, I just, this week, I was eating at Mama's Mustard Pickles and Barbecue,
oh, yeah.
And I thought they were the best wings I've ever eaten.
They are really good.
The dry rub wings?
Yep.
Here's the thing. I made a mistake of asking the chef for some sauce, like, or something to dip it in. He looked at me like I had three eyes, and I quickly retracted that
That's
question.
That's your last order of wings. Yeah.
And then I didn't, and I tasted it, and I was like,
the blind lady, no
more.
Yeah,
you don't need it. You don't
so, yeah, I stand corrected. But then, also, Lonnie's Best Taste of Chicago in St. Matthews.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
It's next door to my place where I get my hair did.
Oh,
and so I always go in there, I'm like, hey.
You get a hot dog?
I've had a hot dog, but I really like, I'm just going to sell them child. But I like the French fries with the chili cheese sauce on it.
Yeah.
I do.
The
I like
Italian beef sandwich. That's good.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have that next time because she keeps suggesting that.
She let me try some of the meat last time I was in there, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's good." So yeah, it's good.
All right, Kevin. I'm gonna bring up one that's not in the book. It's a big childhood thing for me, and it's been around since, you know, I was in high school. So I was wondering why Angelo's Pizza on Berry Boulevard is not.
That boy always likes to talk about Angelo's.
You need to read closely.
Oh,
is it in there?
I'm going there for lunch tomorrow with my family. That's why.
Oh, man.
It's in the book.
I'll go with you.
Oh, Rick will. Rick will go. Rick will go with you. He loves the Angelo's.
My dad would never have let me put that book out without putting Angelo's in it.
Are y'all both from the same neighborhood when you grew up?
Well, I don't know. We live together. We live in the same neighborhood now.
Okay.
I don't think I grew up in the South, even in Indiana.
I grew up there, but no, I live in Clifton now. Yeah. But my dad worked down the street from Angelo's. The original Angelo's, this is the one now, is different. It used to be just like a lunch counter, and they would just all take away. And there's my British, and, you know, takeaway, carry out. But they would go at lunch, and somebody would run and get,
Angelo's,
you know, everybody lunch. And so he never stopped going. This was 1965 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never stopped going back. They're always like, we're going out to eat. Where are you going? Angelo's? Okay. Yeah.
Went, you know, every Friday night after the football game. That was where we ended up.
It's just a neighborhood little restaurant with, you know, pizza and strombolis and stuff. It's just, you know, it's just.
And people.
Are the owners Italian? I mean, like, are they legit Italian?
No, this actually was part of a chain. There's still several in Ohio.
I think ownership changed since I was in school.
Two sisters who worked there for 25, 30 years now own it. And so they've kept everything exactly the same. It literally.
Oh, there it is.
For Rick and me, it's like you walk in there and it's like it's 1970 again. It's like they expanded it one time maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but it still looks exactly the same.
Well, the big thing is that, and they started selling beer, that was a big change.
Yeah. I don't normally do that for lunch, but, you know. Hey.
You're not a day drinker, huh, Kevin?
Not usually.
You're not going to self-admit it.
Every once in a while? I'm not saying I don't ever do it. I'm just saying, you know.
Just don't usually do it.
If I'm going to Angelo's, I'm going to get a big old Pepsi. That's my other vice.
Yeah, a little soda drinker.
I'm bad about that. Bad about that.
Well, listen.
That's really cool.
One last plug for the book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Louisville by Kevin Gibson. And he already, Carmichael's, Barnes & Noble,
Amazon. Anywhere fine literature is sold.
All right.
They also have this book.
All right. So. Well, thank you.
Or you can just call Kevin up if you want to.
Yeah, I got some in my car right now. So, you know,
he will meet you, and you can get like one out of the trunk.
It's like an American Express. You don't leave home without him when you got a book you're trying to peddle.
Well, we can also read your writing, also Leo and Insider Louisville.
Insider Louisville and Thrillist.com, all kinds of places. So.
All right.
Oh, you're that Thrillist guy.
Yeah. Hey, man, they pay well, and they pay fast.
All right. Okay, we'd like a quick pay. We understand we're all solopreneurs in this room here.
Yep.
So.
However many lists they want me to write, I'll write them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining Eat, Drink, Talk.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Yum, yummy.
And we are back on Eat, Drink, Talk. Wasn't Kevin an interesting fella?
I think he's fun.
He's a lot of fun. I saw him over at the Fest of Ale event last weekend in New Albany. It was a blast. It was good and hot. I like those sour beers. Mm. And I had several of those. But what else I did?
Oh, I saw your picture.
Yeah, I know.
Was that with... No, who was that with? You were drinking your beer.
That was just some guy.
Some random dude.
Some random
dude.
Hey,
take a picture with me. All right.
I looked at the... I'm not saying this for everybody to pile on compliments, but I looked at that picture. I said, man.
You look thin.
I kind of look a lot thinner.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm glad you brought it up. You really did look good.
I know.
Your body's changing on the Heiser diet. I can tell.
It's all working.
You know how I can tell, by the way, Rick? Because I've seen a lot of you lately. Seriously, we barely knew each other before the podcast, and now we are spending an enormous amount of time. We even went to Denim and Diamonds together, and we eat together a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're my new friend.
I know.
Like, outside of the studio.
We're new buddies. It was cool. I did want to say real quick, mm-hmm. well, all that is great. You weren't with me, but while I was over there in New Albany, I went to a place I've been wanting to go a long time, seafood restaurant. Hull or High Water? Hull
okay.
or High Water.
Is it H-U-L-L, the way you said that? Hull or High Water? Okay,
not to be confused with Hell or High Water, which is the speakeasy in Louisville. Hull or High Water, it's about seafood. I asked them, I've learned how to do this now, when I get blackened fish, I ask them to extra blacken it.
Really? Then that pepper gets all in your teeth.
Oh, I love all that pepper.
Okay.
And the spice. And so they did it just right over there, and certainly can recommend Hull or High Water. They seem to have it together. It's been open less than a year. The same guy that owns Gospel Bird, Eric Morris, is in charge over there. And so I think they got a success on their hands. Mm-hmm. A lot of people knew Albany over the weekend. So anyway, that's my spiel about that.
Well, is that your eat of the week?
Well, I think I would rather let's talk about our together eat of the week.
Okay.
Which was El Taco Lucador, right around the corner from the studio here in St. Matthews.
Yes. And we both had the Baja taco,
fish taco.
Grilled instead of fried.
Yep.
And then I had, what did I have? I had like a steak taco with poblano peppers. It was really good. And I always get a flour tortilla versus a corn. I know you stick to the corn.
Yeah, well, I'm not really that picky about the tortilla, but I had one that was a chicken barbecue version, and you know, they're good. They're just like the right size. You don't feel like you're eating too much.
Yeah.
And so I'm on my fish taco,
You're on your deal. Well, we're both on a taco run.
I know, because you are so excited about going to Kentucky Taco Company.
Okay, can I talk about that now?
Please do.
Although I'm going to start salivating. But here's how it went down, okay? First of all, I even brought the menu in. The Kentucky Taco Company is on 502, is at 502 Warnock Street, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so
there by the campus.
I had read how unique the tacos were, which I'll explain in a minute.
Okay.
And I my husband really wanted to try them because some of them really applied. Like, he was just like, oh my God, we got to eat there. We went down there. It's not open yet, right? It's going to be, it isn't. It's a standalone store, but only the window is open because the plumbing is not in yet, so therefore the bathrooms do not work.
Okay.
So you drive down and you order at the window, and then there's really nowhere to eat yet. So we just took, oh my gosh, so many of these tacos, and we had a little picnic nearby. We had a little wine, a little blanket, and we had a little date night on Saturday. But here,
romantic.
Let me just tell you a couple of these. We had a fried chicken mac and beer cheese taco. Right. Then we tried the barbecue chicken taco. We had a sloppy Joe taco. I tried a barbecue vegan taco, which I am not a vegan, but I wanted to try that.
That doesn't mean you can't eat vegan.
We had a Kentucky hot brown chimichanga. Now let me just pause there, because this was my husband's favorite. It was seasoned turkey, tomato jam, bacon, wrapped in a flour tortilla, deep fried on top of a bourbon spiked beer cheese and smoked tomatillo sauce.
Wow.
Okay, now here's the thing. This is possibly one of the best new things I have tried in a very long time. However, I would not say it tastes like a Kentucky hot brown. It is delicious, but I was not getting the hot brown taste, and neither did Lachlan. But it is so good, and it is so worth trying.
Maybe it was a marketing ploy to get you to try it.
Maybe. And then there's a $3 side of cheesy cream corn. Ooh. This was like corn that literally just came off the cob. Like you could see, I mean, it was just so freaking fresh. I want to go down there right now, actually. I want to drive down there and get some more corn.
I'm with you.
I'm serious. You. That should be lunch for today.
Okay.
So that is my two thumbs up. Huge recommendation. I can't wait till they open their doors. It is worth every bit of the drive down to Warnock Street to get that at the window. Every bit.
Very cool.
All right.
It sounded like a lot of things that...
Can you believe we ate that much?
...are not on my diet. So, but it sounds good because tacos, I think, are good if you're not having bread and you got to have something around that meat.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So...
Well, what was your eat of the week?
Well, I
besides
said
taco lucha,
hauler high water.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, your seafood.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of stuff going on that I think we should talk about. I went to another place I want to tell you about that is off the beaten path. It's called Dish One.
Mm.
It's in the West End. It's at 20th and Broadway. They don't have a sign, but you know, this passport project I'm working on. I'm going to some restaurants in the West End, and these people.
Can cook.
Yeah, they're really great. I wanted to stop and eat because they said, "Oh, it's all healthy," and you know, it's cool in the West End. It's such a different vibe. You could also get your essential oils and your shea butter there.
We were like all there and under the same roof.
Yeah, it's like, well, okay. You want lunch? So it's really it's really funny. Reginald Dishman and his wife run the place, and you know, if you ever like. Really want to go out and experience something different?
Yeah,
the West End.
Yeah,
that'd be a place. Reginald promised. He's a chef. He'd been a chef at the Hyatt, at the Galt House, and you know.
So he's the real deal.
So he's the real deal
right.
down there. And he said he'd fry. He'd not fry me. He would make me up a healthy grilled fish meal down there. They even have it wasn't me, but it's called Rick's Special on the menu.
You should lie and say they named a menu item after me.
that would be cool. So anyway, that's a cool place I'd like to you know, just mention, tell people about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know what a Negroni is?
It's a drink.
Yeah. What, there are three ingredients.
I want to say rum is in there.
No. See, I didn't
Coke?
Know this till I looked
it up. I don't know.
So I'm not shaming you. I didn't know it either until
No. I'm not a mixed drink really kind of girl. So go ahead.
It's gin, Campari, and vermouth.
Ooh, well, but that sounds tasty.
So this week, when you go out to a nice place to eat, there are 30 restaurants participating in Negroni Week.
Okay.
And among them, like Anoush, Doc Crow's, even Pizza Lupo, Red Herring, 30 of the nicer independent restaurants in town. Are having these specials on Negronis. They all have a little twist on it.
Okay, why though? Is it
why? Because it's a big charity thing,
okay.
And I think the people who make the Campari are behind it. And it's a national. It's a national thing, and they've
participating.
They've
in a
grown
national, okay.
monumentally over the years, and this time they got 30 restaurants participating. So it's a big deal.
Do we know like how much of the proceeds of the drinks are going to the?
Those details.
Oh,
I don't know.
They're fuzzy. We'll have to ask the individual restaurants. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but okay. I think each restaurant may have a different individual local charity in addition to the national thing. So it's all a good thing. It's all a good excuse to order a Negroni, which most people probably don't regularly order. So so that's good.
Cool. Well, we've been sipping different cocktails. We had Denim and Diamonds. We went to the fundraiser and had Forever in Blue Jeans, right?
Yeah.
By Ballantine.
Yeah.
We mixed that up. That was really good. And thank goodness it was refreshing because it was hotter than Hades out there that night.
Yeah. What a nice way to end up. We thought it was going to be under rain, and it wasn't. And it was great. We got to see Paul Toole, our friend from Ballantine.
He's so nice, by the way.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
He's great.
And we saw a new Sherry out there, and we saw
Jason Smith.
Jason Smith was there doing the
and
thing.
And his lovely wife.
Yeah.
They had to really plate a lot of, I mean, how many hundred people? 300? 350?
No, I don't think so? We were at a table of 10. There were probably 10 or 15 tables. It was a lot.
I thought it was at least 300 people.
They made a lot of money there.
Yeah.
So
that was
so
to
good
support
for,
Parkinson's.
Good for to support Parkinson's, a good deal.
And that was fun to go to.
Yeah.
That was another thing. You were kind of a plus one. You're actually a plus two.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of rolled in there.
Yeah.
Have you been driving around and seeing all the Top Chef people around town?
I have not seen them, but all of my chef friends have been telling me stories. Yeah. And let me just tell you that I have invited one of them on the show.
Oh, good.
I have formally invited one on the show, so stay tuned for that.
Good. I hope so, because I want to hear more about that. It's apparently a big deal. I've never seen it on TV, but like I was driving by DECA yesterday. They were at DECA all day yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of people in the white chef coats and all that. So it must be quite a production. I really have to educate myself and watch the show, I guess.
It's fun.
But it's not going to come out until the Louisville version, not going to come out until the fall.
Right.
To see it. So
I can tell you this. You're going to see a lot of Louisville chefs and people next season.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Well, good.
In key roles.
Well.
And it's going to be fun for Louisville to watch Top Chef next year.
That's gonna be really great. Okay, well, we got a couple of other things to get to. What's opening this month? Kevin mentioned Kalen's.
Yes.
It opens like this week.
80-20, right?
It's this week, so you get over there, get a cheeseburger or something better on their menu. I've noticed right up the street from me, there's a Ikebana steak and sushi place that just opened.
It's
in a cursed location. You know those cursed locations around town where there's been like eight things? You know?
Yes.
The last thing I remember this building was Red Pepper Chinese restaurant. And it was closed for a while. But these guys are open. I'm going to try it, I think, this week if I get a chance.
Okay.
It's right over there. And I've been kind of saving this one for you.
Uh-oh. He looks excited.
Well, it's a funny story. My neighbor is a guy named Andrew Cox, and he is a chef. He's involved in 4th Street Live, and he's a friend of my friend, Chris Thieneman.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Chris, in his inimitable style, he owns a lot of property, and he's partnering with Andrew on a restaurant in Valley Station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm setting this up. I'm stretching it out as I shouldn't, but... Chris has a series of like storage places that he calls Fort Locks.
Okay.
that's what he likes the pun.
Yes.
But there's an even better pun involving Chris. And what do you think a new restaurant would be called?
For him and his partner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the Fort Knox scene. Mm-hmm. Theme. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called Fort Knockers. Oh. I kid you not.
I love it. I'm sorry. I love it.
It's
going to blow up.
It's going to open in July on Dixie Highway.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
And it's going to be called Fort Knockers. And
I love it so much.
I just want to keep saying the name, Fort Knockers.
I do, too. Oh, that's so great. Good for Chris.
It's a blast. So stay tuned for that. He's hired a legitimate chef and, you know, the cuisine on Dixie Highway is what it is. But,
right.
You know, it might be something. It might be something to...
okay, Fort Knockers. We're going to go there when it opens.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I'll get us invited to the...
Fort Knockers. All right, good. Well, you know what else opens this week, by the way? The food truck park.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
That opens at the bus yard on Petunia Avenue, which is like Bishop Lane, level area. I don't know exactly where that is, but, I mean, we're talking five food trucks, right? Polo,
yeah.
That the owner, Troy King, has been an advocate of
having
like a... Yeah,
we need to
get
him on the show as well.
We should have him on.
Cause,
yeah.
You know, why, you know, you set that up in that part of town, I don't know, but...
Maybe that's the only, like, land he could find that people were willing to allow him to do it. I mean, he's been fighting the whole fight about the food trucks not being within 150 feet of the brick and mortar restaurants that serve similar foods.
I've been following that story for many years, and you know, I think food trucks are like a sign that a city is vibrant and cool, and you can see them parked all around downtown and stuff. So
you are a fan of like street meat.
Well, I don't like actually eat much of it, but I like to have them around.
I mean, you're an advocate because you think they belong, but you're not somebody that goes
city.
To food trucks.
Yeah, I think it's good for the city.
Yeah.
One other event, and we're about running out of time here, but we shouldn't, on a show called Eat, Drink, Talk, ignore the fact that the Kentucky Bourbon Affair is in town.
Right.
And I don't know if you know much about that. I went to a couple of events last year. It involves, they have lots and lots of events. So there's a lot of focus on bourbon this week,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things going on. You can go to the website, go to Kentucky Bourbon Affair, and see what all those are. But
okay.
you know, it's right around the corner from the Old Forester opening on Whiskey Row, which is cool. I went up and interviewed Jackie Zeichen, who's a extraordinary master taster for Old Forester, and that's going to be on a future Rusty Satellite show. But the whole bourbon explosion, you know, the Kentucky Bourbon Affair, it's an amazing thing to have in Louisville. It's put on by the Kentucky Distillers Association, and you know, we ought to go find an event to go to.
Well, okay, find one that serves a bourbon slushy. Have you ever had a bourbon slushy?
I know that they're famous down there at Feast.
They're good.
A lot of people do that.
They're good at the pool.
Yeah.
Really, when you're hot. But anyway, before we head out, one quick reminder again about those free concert tickets.
Exactly.
So we have
friends at 4th Street Live.
Yes, and we have a nice little stack to give out on behalf of 4th Street Live for Russell Dickerson, who's here on Saturday, June 16th, country.
Right.
And if you...
You have to respond to our Facebook page, which is Eat, Drink, Talk, all run together.
Yep.
And you can send a private message or put it out there for everybody to see. But it's going to be like
we'll
a first come first serve deal, and you got to do it quickly because we got to have time to send them to you in the mail.
Right, two per person.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure that's what we're doing. Yeah, two per person. Also, farmers market, Ricky. Farmers market every
market,
Wednesday, 11 to 2, 4th Street Live. Farm fresh produce. I just got a big bag of peaches.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
They are just tasty.
I wish you had one in here right
now. I do.
Okay, I'll take it.
I'm eating it for lunch. I was actually going to try and not slurp it down while I was talking. That's how I decided to be tactful and wait.
Okay, peaches after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, I hope you, for all our listeners out there, thanks for listening to the show. Get out there and enjoy some of Louisville's great cuisine.
That's right. Get out of your comfort zone, people.
Go order a Negroni somewhere or something.
Or a Kentucky Taco at the Kentucky Taco Company. Get out there.
All right. We're here each and every week on Eat, Drink, Talk. Tell your friends about it, and we'll look forward to come back with another show.
Have a good one, folks.
Catch up on the city's restaurant scene every day by visiting eatdrinktalk.net.